Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOI building. It is a Tuesday. It is May 14th, 2024, and hello, Steve.
Hello, Jay.
Weirdest thing ever. Three weird things. First of all, yesterday I had to fill out something on a piece of paper, a little form here at the station, and they asked for the station zip code. I say it every morning, and I couldn't think of it. I was like, man.
You're just in auto mode.
Seriously, yeah. I was just autopiloting through it.
Uh-huh.
And then I literally went, what is the doggone zip code here? And I had to Google it because I couldn't remember what the zip code was.
Wait, you just didn't say the intro?
I should have just gone through the whole thing. I just said I was in the office just Googling the actual zip code. So there's that. Secondly, I don't know if you saw this yesterday. Just weird stuff. I saw in the Mariners game yesterday.
Okay.
That the same fan out by the left field foul pole caught a foul ball two pitches in a row. Catches a foul ball, next pitch comes out, he catches another foul ball.
In a row?
In a row.
Huh. Did he have to dive for it?
No, it came right to him. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I was like, wait. And then he just puts his hands up. He's got a foul ball in each hand. I thought, well, that is crazy. Well, first of all, the fact that the guy hit it there. Second of all, that he caught it.
You know what's also bizarre about that is usually you don't see where the ball ends on TV, right? It just kind of disappears.
Yeah, you know? Except for that one's really close to being a home run, so I think they were still tracking it at that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right, though. If it's like fouled back or, you know, way off the foul line, then maybe. But yeah, because it was so close to being a home run, they were still tracking it, and the same guy catches two foul balls and two pitches.
Wow.
It was insane. Yeah, it was really, really crazy. Ticket. Yes, that's what they said. They're like, man, that guy needs to buy a lottery ticket.
Okay, clearly I'm not creative in my thoughts.
Well, no, we're all in the same boat there with that one.
That is bizarre, though.
And then the third weird thing, I was driving down the freeway this morning on the way here, and I did the double take where you look and you think you see something, and then you go, wait, what? There was a gigantic turkey just standing on the shoulder of I-90 westbound. And I was like, huh. And right as I looked over, he did the feather fluffing thing, and I was like, yeah, that's a turkey. Just standing there on the shoulder. I was like, what the heck is happening right now?
What do you think it means?
I don't know. Maybe he was trying to get to Seattle.
You think it was a hitchhiking turkey? Hey-o! All right.
Maybe. I don't know. And then I was like, wait, do I need to call like Crime Check and say, hey, there's a turkey on the road so that they can come out and get animal control out there? Then I started thinking, am I being a bad citizen? Should I be telling somebody about this? Instead, I just waited and said it on the radio.
I mean,
so text now if you happen to see a large turkey standing along I-90 this morning westbound.
How big are we talking here?
The thing looked gigantic. I mean, it was big. It could have fed multiple families. It was huge. I don't know how much meat you get off of those, but it was big. A lot of feathers.
Who wins in a fight, you or the turkey?
If I can get a hold of the scrawny little neck, I got it. But otherwise, I don't know. How about you? Are you beating a turkey?
Well, I mean, I didn't see the turkey.
So you can't judge. You don't actually know the size. It depends on the size of the turkey whether you win or not.
That is correct.
So you would clearly, like, small turkey, you got it. No big deal. Large turkey, you have to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
Because you can't gauge a turkey's fighting ability by just imagining it.
That is true.
Yeah.
You just never know, Jay.
You don't. No,
it's
you don't
one
know.
Of those things. That is three
very bizarre stuff.
Unique, random, not related at all things.
Yeah. You're welcome.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And this one says, you guys are killing me this morning. I'm supposed to be on a diet. Now all I want is a grilled cheese sandwich dipped in spaghetti with a side of pickles and a large Coke. Thanks.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Kevin James.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Then we can help.
Well, make it a Diet Coke and you're fine.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jay. Well, I see your turkey.
Oh, no.
And I raise you a deer.
Okay.
I had a... This was yesterday morning, actually. I had a strange, like, stare down with a deer.
A stare down?
Yeah. Because I was...
Where was it?
Just right outside my apartment, pretty much. I was driving. This was the last time we had some construction going on, so I've been having to go.
That's weird. That's the only place in town.
I know, right?
I don't think anybody else can relate to that, Steve. You're supposed to do things that people can relate to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Even your construction.
So yesterday was the last time that I had to go that particular way.
Oh, I got you.
And I guess it was a going away present because I'm driving. I pull out of my parking spot, kind of go down the road a little bit, and then, you know, it's dark outside, so things can scare you quite easily.
Sure.
And I sort of make a little bit of a turn, and off to my left, maybe 10 feet away at most.
Just staring at you?
Yeah, a deer just off to the side.
Did you roll your window down? You should have rolled your window down and said, what's up?
Oh, dear, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, geez. Was it big deer?
It was pretty sizable.
Fairly good size, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I just kind of looked at it and then kept driving, and it just stood there.
It is weird to have animal encounters. It's bizarre.
Yeah. It was just so, it was like unbothered. And like, oh.
Yeah, they're so used to people, it just doesn't matter anymore.
I guess
so.
Yeah,
they're just taking over the neighborhood there.
I don't know what it was. The first time that I've seen one and that close. So it was just very bizarre.
Yeah, I had a stare down with a marmot yesterday.
Did you actually?
Yeah, for real. Yeah. It just stared at me. And I was like, you should probably go. And he was just like maybe 3-4 feet away, but he's so used to people that it just didn't matter. And I just kept saying, you should probably actually go. I have a golf club in my hand and you're in the way. And it just stood there and just stared at me. And I was like, well, I mean, now I feel like if I hit. And if I hit you, then that's going to be terrible. I mean, it's like the old, like you used to see in the baseball where somebody throws a pitch or somebody hits it and they hit like a seagull or something in mid-flight.
Uh-huh.
Then I was just like, well, now I can't hit because you're staring at me, first of all, and I'm nervous, and I don't want to hit you and kill you with this golf ball.
Okay, so you were at a golf course.
No, I was at home.
Oh.
No, I was at a golf course. I usually just walk around the house with a golf club just in case. You don't know.
Hey, man, I don't know what you do in your personal life.
That's good point, Steve.
Away from here, I mean, there's a lot that could go on.
You don't know. Yeah. You don't know what I'm doing, walking around my backyard with a golf club looking for a marmot.
Yeah. I will say, when I was working down in Florida and I was doing a morning show, the weirdest thing was we were by, you know, a body of water.
Sure.
So there would be all sorts of creatures. So there would always be frogs on the front door when you would get in, and it was just I would have to unlock the door every morning, and so it was trying to put the key in and avoid all the frogs.
And they're like all over the place?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. That's nasty.
It was pretty gross.
Huge frogs, too, I would imagine. I feel like Florida has big frogs.
These were actually relatively small, but I mean, they were still
sizable. And why are they at your door?
I don't know. They were hanging out. I think they were attracted to... light, heat?
Something, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the deal is.
Wow.
But they were just like, you see like 10 of them, and you're just trying to like
you're
avoid.
Like, get out of the way already. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, what would be the worst animal to stare you down, do you think? Would it be? I guess it would have to be something like
rhino.
A bear. Or, oh, rhino. Yeah, that's...
No, bear would be. Yeah, obviously that's, you know, that's a real thing. Bear.
Yeah.
You know, wolf. Anything that can do bodily harm to you is terrible. Bees would be bad. They don't stare, but still, they're, you know, like all of a sudden you'll see these random things. Like it was a, where was that in baseball? Was it last week or something where just a random beehive just formed on the backstop and they had to stop the game in the middle because
they had to have
somebody come and remove the bees. It was just weird.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but that's terrible.
Yeah, I'm surprised that actually doesn't happen more often.
The bee thing?
Yeah, like at a ballpark?
Yeah, and then I don't know if they wanted to get the dollar hot dogs or what their deal was there. I don't know if bees eat hot dogs or what they put on them. Maybe relish. I don't know. Honey, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's a good deal. Yeah. You know, dollar hot dogs. What baseball stadium are you going to?
Well, I mean, they have that at Avista here for the Spokane Indians.
Do they really?
Yeah. I mean, not always, but they do have dollar hot dog night.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
No, well worth it. I mean, how many do you think you can put down?
Hot dogs?
Uh-huh.
In a 9-inning game?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and again, now they're the dollar hot dogs, so it's not like the super big, you know, it's not like you're looking at a sausage type. It's just a, you know, just a hot dog.
Four? Does that seem reasonable?
No, in all 9 innings, how many, though?
So you're saying that's not a lot?
Well, I mean, if you're like a first grader.
Okay, Jay.
9 innings? You got like 3 hours.
All right, fine, 5.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Soup you couldn't do.
Sides could be kind of tricky.
Yeah, like clam chowder. That's not going to work.
Salad.
You could do salad on a stick.
Kevin James.
I mean, it'd be a small salad or a big stick. One of the two.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app. It's free. Take us with you. And, you know, super simple to do. And then you, wherever you go, whenever you want to listen, there we are. Just on your phone. You put your AirPods in or whatever you got going on there. And you can listen in your own little world. And pretend like you're paying attention to those who are bothering you at work. Not like it's ever happened.
No, never.
Just saying, if it did, you do it that way. I will qualify for the prize today for the month of May and give you a chance to pick your poison a little bit, too, with a bunch of prizes we have to give away. But right now, we got to get to the audio vault. You know, my sweet mom turns 94 years old in June.
Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah. And the story was that she and my sister... we're meeting my wife and I in Vegas last June for her 93rd birthday.
Okay,
and when we got there, they had met Flava Flav. Now, I don't, obviously, my mom is, you know, new to the Flava Flav game. I feel like that's relatively obvious, but I thought I'd outline it just in case, you know. So... but the lady who was pushing my mother's wheelchair knew Flava Flav, and this was in Vegas, and she'd seen him, and so she's like, hey, that's Flava Flav. Do you mind if we stop? And and my mom's like, sure. And Flava Flav was extremely nice, took pictures with my mom and sister,
yeah,
and was just exceptional to them. Just very nice man, very sweet.
Yeah.
So my mom kind of has this thing now where she likes, you know, Mr. Roll, Jelly Roll. She's hip on Jelly Roll.
Right.
And she's hip on Flava Flav. So every time there's a Flava Flav story, we have to cover it. And Flava Flav is apparently the hype man for the women's water polo, Olympic water polo team, which has been very successful. And apparently he's like donating money or something. And here's Flava Flav talking about the Olympic women's water polo team, if you know what I mean.
To do this for the girls and help them out, you know what I'm saying? You know, the sport has been underplayed, you know what I'm saying, in the whole nine. And 3 gold medals in a row. It's still underplayed, you know what I'm saying? Wants to know what it feels like to have that chance, you know what I'm saying? A guy like me, I try to provide that. I try to provide that, you know what I'm saying, in the whole nine. That's why I'm sponsoring this women's polo team right now, you know what I'm saying, this women's water polo team.
I just have one question.
Okay.
Do you know what he's saying?
Does he know what he's saying?
I mean, was it 6 times in that 30 seconds where he said, you know what I'm saying?
Boy.
I think we know what you're saying, Flav. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, I say like and a lot.
To do this for the girls and help them out. You know what I'm saying?
What an interesting...
of all the marriages.
Yeah.
Flava Flav and the women's Olympic water polo team.
More bizarre than Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg teaming up?
Yeah.
At that level, right?
Maybe, yeah. I think it is. I think it is weirder. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, there you go, if you know what I'm saying. Well, this lady was at the store on Sunday. Do you know what Sunday was, Steve? This past Sunday.
Oh, Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was Mother's Day. This lady went to the store. She mad.
It's 3:15 on Mother's Day. I just went to the store to grab a couple of things. And there were at least 10 men in the Hallmark section getting cards for their mothers or wives or whoever. Do you want to know who I didn't see in the aisles? Women. You mean to tell me you forgot about Mother's Day? I don't want to hear it. They're busy. They're not busy. We can see when you don't put in effort. How are there 10 men at 3:15 on Mother's Day just now buying a card?
Because the store closed at 4?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know what's worse. The fact that there were 10 men in line at 3:15 on Mother's Day buying Mother's Day cards, or that she can't, that she's shocked and upset by it. I mean, I guess you could be upset, but you're shocked? I don't know if you should be shocked by that.
Interesting also, she says, you don't see women there, blah, blah, blah. And then, wait, she was there.
She was not buying a card, Steve.
Oh, was that the
she
whole?
She was buying groceries.
Oh, that was the whole thing?
Come on, man.
All right.
All right. And then we've got the three Ryans for you. We're all Ryan'd up this morning. We've got Gosling, Reynolds, and Seacrest. First of all, Ryan Gosling.
Favorite smell?
I want to say dog's paws.
Dog's paws?
They either smell like nachos or popcorn.
Is that true? I've heard popcorn, and I don't know. I don't know that I've ever agreed with that, or maybe smelled a dog's paws, and I think that might be only puppies, maybe. I don't know. Do dog's paws smell like popcorn?
I've never.
Or nachos.
Yeah, I've never heard of either one of those things.
Text it in, please, if you don't mind. 509-441-0999. Do dog's paws smell like nachos or popcorn, or what do they smell like if you think they smell like something else? Over to Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds has for 10 friends.
I had a kind of an imaginary friend when I was a kid. It was Pookie was was his name, and he was like a bear.
I mean, the funny thing about Ryan Reynolds, first of all, his voice is so recognizable. It's so funny. And then halfway through that, he realized, this sounds terrible.
It was Pookie was was his name, and he was like a bear.
And it's one of those you get asked so many questions that you just answer, and then you realize as you're answering, I probably should have just said no on the whole imaginary friend thing as opposed to having Pookie the bear.
I don't know. I kind of like Pookie.
Pookie the bear? I mean, you're a kid. What does it matter?
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
Did you have an imaginary friend?
I did at one point. I don't think I ever had a name.
I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
It's well documented. No, it's well documented. Kevin had an imaginary friend. Jimmy Michaels is his imaginary friend.
Oh, I think I've heard about this person.
Well, yeah. I would hope so. I mean, you've spent a lot of time with Kevin. I'm sure he's brought up his buddy Jimmy.
Jimbo.
Oh, Jimbo, what's up? Who are you going to have dinner with today? Oh, Jimmy Michaels is coming over. And then Ryan Seacrest on the replacement of Katy Perry. You know, she's leaving American Idol.
Jelly Roll. You cannot take your eyes off of Jelly Roll. You cannot take your ears off of that voice. He is so charming. We shall see. We'll have news soon, right?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Also, lots of texts saying that dog's paws smell like Fritos.
Fritos.
Now, he did say nachos, and I wonder if that's what he meant. Nachos. Did he say nachos with cheese, or did he just say nachos?
Ooh, now I can't remember.
Dog's paws.
They either smell like nachos or popcorn.
Yeah, nachos. So I don't know if that's what he meant with the Fritos thing.
That's in the same ballpark.
Yeah, Fritos. We got a lot of Fritos. Let's see. Fritos. Michelle's got four dogs. Fritos. Frito feet, she says. Christy's got Cheetos. Justin's got chicken. Oh, chicken poo, because they're always digging it up all day. Okay, that's different. That's something else. That's something else. And something I think we have some sad news. Appears maybe the turkey's no longer with us.
What? What happened? The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You're not a parade guy, though, right, Jay?
You know, I've seen it, and I just, you know, I'm fine not going.
Kevin James.
That sounded bad. That sounded like I was... That sounded bad, and I meant it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, by the way, if you want to become a VIP, you're not one yet. You should just text the letters VIP to 509-441-0999. We'll send you back a link. I was just noticing in the VIP Country Club, there's like, I mean, it's spring. We've got a $250 Lowe's gift card in there and a $300 Home Depot gift card if you want to enter to win those. Super simple. And again, if you haven't signed up yet, just text the letters VIP to our text line 509-441-0999. And there's other stuff in there too, like, you know, $250 cash, et cetera, et cetera. So you can do it right this very second. All right. Well, we know it's spring and everybody's out mowing and doing their thing. And I was talking to a coworker yesterday about things that people wear when they mow. And I don't know, it's just, or yard work. And people will wear some interesting outfits when they're out, I mean, even in the front yard, where you go, okay, you know, like fur-lined boots are different, you know, in the summer.
Yeah.
I've seen the rain boot thing, you know, where they're just like, it's not raining, but they're just, you don't want to ruin nice shoes, so you just have, like, certain things you wear when you mow or whatever the case might be. But this guy who works here said his neighbor used to wear full beekeeping gear, like head to toe, including the hood, all of it, while mowing his yard. I don't know if it was because, and neither does he. He said, I don't know if it was a fear of, you know, like being stung. Did he have a bee allergy or whatever? Or
right.
Was he trying to, you know, just keep his skin away from the sun? I mean, there usually are legitimate reasons for stuff like that. I get it. But it still is an interesting look, if nothing else.
And he was just mowing the lawn.
Just mowing the yard.
There was no other activities going on, correct?
Right. It's not like he was, working with the bees and then ran over and started mowing. No, he just, every time, would mow the yard in an entire head-to-toe beekeeping outfit.
Oh, boy. And that's probably a lot of times during the summer. I imagine.
How hot is that?
Yeah. That's quite a process, too.
To get layered up in that thing?
Yeah.
I would think. I mean, it seems like he'd probably just step into the, like, coverall, but then the hood and the... Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, there's lots of, what do you say? Not attachments, parts.
Yeah, I mean, and if you're gloving up and you got the boot part on and the head part on, I don't know, it just seems like a lot. So we put it up on our Facebook page, you know, on the Jay and Kevin Show Facebook page. You know, do you see your neighbors wear unusual things? Now, I also noticed in the number of responses that we got on Facebook, nobody admitted to them wearing anything weird. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to guess of all the people that are, you know, following us on Facebook, there's probably a few of you who are like, oh boy, that's me. I mean, but not one person admitted to it. They're all like, oh, my neighbor mows his yard in his boxers. And I'm like, okay, Betty, I see you. And I understand that that's probably true. But
here's a question though, Jay, if you don't have an answer to this question, are you the problem?
I mean, it is possible. Or maybe your neighbors are just normal, very normal people. Maybe they just wear, like, you know, shorts and they're mowing tennis shoes and, you know, some sort of normal shirt.
Yeah, so then what are you doing wrong?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah, that might be
right?
It. Yeah, you might be the one. We got a few bikinis thrown in there, skimpy swimsuits. The beer can hat is a... That's a quality one. I don't know how long it's taking you to mow, but if you're throwing down a couple of beers in the beer can hat, that's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Hey, guys, got to stay hydrated.
Yeah,
I'm assuming most of these are men wearing weird stuff. I mean, obviously, except for the bikini, I get that one.
You know, I'm trying to think of, I can't really think of neighbors or anything like that. I know my dad, sometimes he would go out and, like, get the paper or maybe do a few quick things in the yard just in, like, a robe with, you know, clothes underneath.
Okay. So, like, pajamas and a robe?
Yeah.
And is he, like, what, pulling a couple weeds out as he's walking to, like, the mailbox or something?
Yeah, like getting the paper.
Okay.
And then, you know,
yeah, that's
stuff like
fair.
That.
I mean, you're just stopped on the way in and out.
Yeah, but then sometimes be like, well, I got one. Might
took
as well,
a little too long.
Yeah, might as well pull a few more weeds.
Right, yeah. Know, next thing you know, you're weeding in your robe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be seen as a little odd.
Is that strange?
Well, I mean, I understand the theory, though. Like, you just were going to go out for a second. Mm-hmm. Like, beekeeping outfit, that's it. You put in some effort. bikini, obviously you're trying to double dip there and get a tan and mow your grass at the same time. Right. This one says my coworker sees a male mowing his yard naked. Does he? I mean, naked?
That seems like a lot. or maybe little. Not enough.
Or a little. Yeah. Yeah. Or very little.
Oh, boy.
My friend wears a colander on his head? Huh.
You'd get an interesting tan.
I don't know about that one, Jason. I think maybe we should look into that.
Well, mowing? Is that?
Yeah, while mowing.
What's the purpose of that?
I can't think of one.
I mean, I guess it's similar to a beekeeping outfit, right?
Why is it?
Well, because
maybe you were going to make some spaghetti and then you were like, you know what I'm going to do instead of make dinner? I'm going to go get a quick mow in. And you're like, flip the colander up onto your head and you go outside. I don't know if there's a purpose there or not.
Yeah, multitasking at its finest.
Man.
Dinner and mowing.
Is it weird to mow your lawn in a leopard skin? I think that's supposed to say thong and knee-high socks and sandals. Asking for a friend. No, totally normal. The Big 99.9 Coyote.